Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, March 13th. Happy Resurrection Day! I am reading from the New International Version and we pick up in the book of Exodus today. We are in Exodus chapter 2 and I'll be reading verses 11 through 25, which is the end of chapter 2. The title in my Bible says this, Moses flees to Midian. One day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his own people were and watched them at their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people. Glancing this way and that, and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. The next day he went out and saw two Hebrews fighting. He asked the one in the wrong, "Why are you hitting your fellow Hebrew?" The man said, "Who made you judge and ruler over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and thought, "What I did must have become known." When Pharaoh heard of this, he tried to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and went to live in Midian, where he sat down by a well. Now a priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came to draw water and fill the troughs to water their father's flock. Some shepherds came along and drove them away, but Moses got up and came to their rescue and watered their flock. When the girls returned to Reuel, their father, he asked them, "Why have you returned so early today?" They answered, "An Egyptian rescued us from the shepherds. He even drew water for us and watered the flock." "And where is he?" he asked his daughters. "Why did you leave him? Invite him to have something to eat." Moses agreed to stay with the man, who gave his daughter Zipporah to Moses in marriage. Zipporah gave birth to a son, and Moses named him Gershom, saying, "I have become an alien in a foreign land." During that long period, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out, and their cry for help because of their slavery went up to God. God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. So God looked on the Israelites and was concerned about them. Before we move on, I just want to recap this part of the story a little bit. So we remember that Moses is a Hebrew, but he grew up in the court of Pharaoh because Pharaoh's daughter had taken him in when he was an infant. And so Moses goes out one day to see his fellow Hebrews enslaved and working under taskmasters. And one day an Egyptian is beating a Hebrew, and Moses takes matters into his own hands and takes vengeance upon this Egyptian, and then he buries him in the sand. The next day, two Hebrews are fighting, and he comes to be the one who brings justice between these two people. And he realizes that they've heard about what he did yesterday, that he had killed an Egyptian. And when Pharaoh finds out, he's not very happy with Moses, and Moses flees to the land of Midian, where he comes to a well. And at this well, he meets some daughters of a priest. In fact, there are seven daughters. It's a funny story, but we see that the well becomes a place for marriage proposals almost. We remember that in the life of Rebecca and also with Jacob and Rachel. And so there's a theme here of the well being a place where marriages come to be. Anyway, at the end here, I want to make sure that we saw the part that the Israelites are crying out to the Lord, and the Lord hears their cry. And that's kind of where I want to land as we think about Exodus today, that the Israelites cry out, and we cry out to the Lord, and he hears their prayers, and he hears ours as well. Let's turn now to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 82. The theme of the psalm is a fair judge. God will judge the wicked who have unfairly treated others. A Psalm of Asaph. God presides in the great assembly. He gives judgment among the gods. How long will you defend the unjust and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the cause of the weak and fatherless. Maintain the rights of the poor and oppressed. Rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. They know nothing. They understand nothing. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I say, you are gods. You are all sons of the Most High. But you will die like mere men. You will fall like every other ruler. Rise up, O God. Judge the earth, for all the nations are your inheritance. And now let's move over to the Gospel of John. Today we are in John 15 and we'll read verses 1 through 17. This is the part in John where Jesus teaches about the vine and the branches. I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command, love one another. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together on this Sunday. I look forward to worshiping with you if you can be in person with us today, and if not, maybe via YouTube or the website. And as we worship, may we continue to remember our dependence upon the Lord and that He is the vine and we are the branches. Will you pray with me? Jesus, help us to remain in you so that we might bear much fruit. Help us to remain in you so that we love others in the way that you love us. Lord, we want to have the fruit of the Spirit welling up inside of us. And so would you give us love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And as the psalm reminds us today, there are weak and needy people in this world who need love from us and they need a touch from you. And so we pray for those who are suffering, mental anguish. We pray for those who have physical limitations and life is just hard. We pray for the poor and those who have made poor choices. We pray for those around the world who are vulnerable, those who are persecuted, and those who are in war-torn areas. And we ask, Lord, that you would rise up, O God, as judge of the earth. And we pray, Lord, that as you judge the earth, that you would help us to be people who are working alongside you for your justice and for your kingdom to come. And we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.